Well, good Sunday morning to all the listeners out around the country and around the world today. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you on this Sunday, folks. Happy to be here. And I also want to thank Michael at RBN for calling and saying that we have a new station picking up the Officer Jack McLam program in Canton, Ohio. And it's WCER Radio, 900 AM. Welcome all the listeners at WCER Radio in Canton, Ohio. Welcome to the program. All right, folks. Well, it's Sunday morning again, and this is our day that we learn about the treason and the tyranny going on in Washington, D.C., from our master of investigations, Capitol Hill Commando. And we're going to go right now to Ernie in Virginia, and praise God, Ernie's there for us every week to investigate and bring us this vital information that we can take action on to try to stop our country from going over the hill into the abyss. With that said, let's go right now to Ernie in Virginia. Brother Ernie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. This is a very difficult Sunday because we have so much to talk about. When I say difficult, I'm talking about the state of our economy and the financial mess that we're in, and the talk of regulation reform by the Federal Reserve and the administration, and both parties coming back to town tomorrow to participate on the Hill, our congressmen and our senators. There are going to be hearings on the bailout by the Fed. I want to talk about what the problem is, and I've got some information from the BBC, Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief Friday, and Bob Chapman's latest international forecaster. What I'm going to try to do is paint a picture in terms of the condition, lay out what the problem is, what the underlying causes are, and what we should do in terms of action, citizen action, and we must participate. This is probably one of the biggest issues that I will ever talk about, and I've talked about many from the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, Senator Obama's global poverty tax of $845 billion in recent weeks, and the thought crime legislation, among others. And after the break, Jack, I'm going to start talking about the condition and state what is the big picture and what they're up to.
Very good, brother. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Folks, thank you for being with us today, too. And I hope you'll get your pencils and papers. We're going to need them. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
On the Officer Jack McLam program with Capitol Hill Commando, and I'm so happy today, folks, that we get to hear about what is happening and then some solutions at the end of his program here. Let's go right back to Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie in Virginia. Welcome, Ernie.
Thank you, Jack. Paul Craig Roberts, in his article entitled "Republicans and Free Market Zealots Bring Death to America," it's posted on Global Research today. That's www.globalresearch.ca, all lowercase. And this article appeared in the Information Clearing on the Information Clearinghouse website a little while back, and he has some suggestions, but I think he has the picture correct. The U.S. economy, which has been kept alive by enormous debt expansion, has overreached its limit. And the bottom line, U.S. power is enfeebled. U.S. power depends on the willingness of foreigners to finance our wars and on the willingness of foreigners to continue to accumulate depreciating dollar assets. The U.S. cannot close its trade deficit. The U.S. cannot close its budget deficit while it is squandering vast sums on wars that serve no U.S. purposes, handing out $150 billion in red ink rebates and falling into recession. The U.S. is overextended economically and militarily. Who is going to bail us out? At the end of the article, Mr. Roberts writes, well, if you look at the recent bailout of Bear Stearns and the actions taken by the Federal Reserve, according to the BBC on Friday, in an article titled "100 Billion Fed Move Over Credit Fears," the U.S. Federal Reserve will make a further $100 billion available to major banks in April, trying to ease concerns about a global credit crunch. That sum, offered across two auctions, is in addition to $260 billion provided in short-term loans to the end of March. Other unorthodox steps include the Fed allowing investment banks to borrow from it directly. The financial crisis has caused chaos on U.S. and global markets. But Joel Skousen, in his World Affairs brief on Friday, said media coverage and commentary over the U.S. Treasury bailout of Bear Stearns has been strangely limited to the Bush administration's proposals to use the bailout as an excuse to expand bank regulation to provide private investment banks. Missing is the fact that this bailout is totally without legal, and I emphasize, without legal or constitutional authority. It is disingenuous how the administration and other shills are now touting this is a taxpayer-funded bailout,
yeah,
thereby linking the bailout to the need for more taxpayer oversight through regulation. But there is no actual taxpayer-funded bailout, which would have to be funded by an act of Congress, the only entity with taxing the power. This is pure money creation by the U.S. Treasury in collusion with the Fed. Its only relation to taxpayers is that we taxpayers will eventually pay the inflation tax through rising prices at home and loss of buying power abroad. So,
absolutely, brother, absolutely. Yeah.
So the question is, you know, what? In a nutshell, we have $360 billion, and you know, Jack, the Federal Reserve does not print the money, but has the equivalent of a credit card. And all, what they do is they transfer the money to bail out these folks who the same banking people who created the mess in terms of the derivatives, the subprime mortgages. We have massive waste, fraud, and abuse. And these bankers are given a get out of jail card, essentially, free at the expense of the taxpayers. And yet, where is Congress in their oversight role? Now, you're going to see a rush once the bailout starts going to the bankers in a bigger way. There's going to be demand by the Democratic presidential candidates, Clinton and Obama, to bail out the millions of people that are going to be losing their homes through foreclosure. But you got to look behind all of this and look at the bigger picture and what's really driving this. And there was an article. This article was outstanding by Richard C. Cook, and it was posted on globalresearch.ca on March 27th, entitled, "Is an International Financial Conspiracy Driving World Events?" And in his article, he talks about, he writes, was Alan Greenspan really as dumb as he looks in creating the late housing bubble that threatens to bring down the entire Western debt-based economy? Or was it done perhaps accidentally on purpose? Now, when you look at what's been going on in recent years with the free trade deals, open borders, the implementation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, by the Bill Clinton and George W. Bush administrations, which has led to the elimination of millions of U.S. manufacturing jobs, as well as the destruction of U.S. family farming in favor of global agribusiness. The housing bubble has led to a huge inflation of real estate prices. In the U.S., millions of homes are falling into the hands of the bankers through foreclosure. The cost of land and rentals has further decimated family agriculture as well as small business. Rising property taxes based on inflated land assessments have forced millions of lower and middle income people and elderly out of their homes. The fact that bankers now control national monetary systems in their entirety under laws where money is introduced only through lending at interest has resulted in a massive debt pyramid that is teetering on collapse. This monetary system was pioneered by the Rockefeller family-funded economists at the University of Chicago. The rub is that when the pyramid comes down, Jack, and everyone goes bankrupt, the banks, which have been creating money out of thin air, will then be able to seize valuable assets for pennies on the dollar.
That's right.
As J.P. Morgan Chase is preparing to do with the business owned by Carlyle Capital.
Hey, brother, we might say at this point that if you read the documents of the international criminal elite that you're talking about, the international bankers, they say that they can't have this new world order unless all property rights of all people, except them, of course, are taken away from them. All property rights are to be taken away. So that's what we're seeing occurring here. Go right ahead.
Well, we're seeing, in addition to the loss of private property rights from the Kelo decision, Jack, and sustainable development under UN Agenda 21, they are also the elites, the super elites who control our media and own the private Federal Reserve banks.
Yeah.
And we have one outstanding congressman for years has been wanting the American people and Congressman Ron Paul, and he's got statements on at www.thomas.gov, and you can go to his specific statements by clicking on Congressman Ron Paul and look at of his statements. But this is what he wrote as recently as June 15, 2007. Because I'm trying to put in perspective a very complex subject in which our forefathers warned us repeatedly about the dangers of central banking, and especially private central banking. And we can go back to Andrew Jackson and other presidents, Garfield and many others who warned, and even Abraham, President Lincoln, had with the issuance of the greenback and the warning to its fellow citizens during the Civil War about the dangers of the elites from Europe and their efforts to control our banking system. And unfortunately, with the establishment of the Federal Reserve in 1913, whose goal was to help stabilize and prevent these bubbles and promote stability with the U.S. dollar. Just in the last 6 years, we've lost 60% of our purchasing power. And where is the Federal Reserve when you look at even statements by Mr. Bernanke, who said, yes, the Federal Reserve was responsible for the Depression. And recently, even there was a link to the dot-com bubble with Mr. Greenspan, and now the real estate bubble. So the Federal Reserve has been a massive failure, and to even suggest that they should be given more power here, this to me will only support the globalist agenda to take over the country, because whoever controls the money controls the government. And Congress needs to return to its constitutional authority and retake control of the issuance of coin and currency. Unfortunately, we have this effort to bail out so many people here, and there was a recent survey, and the survey was troubling too, before I continue with Mr. Cook's article. And if folks are interested in current American attitudes on these bailouts of both the banks and American citizens who got into these troubled loans, these subprime loans, and these high variable interest rate loans, you can go to efinancedirectory.com. There's an article entitled, "Only 29% of Americans Approve of a Government-Led Mortgage Bailout." And this was by Bailey Harris. And Rasmussen Reports has conducted several polls that center on the mortgage crisis. Between March 19th and March 20th, they surveyed 1,000 adults to see how many Americans think homeowners and banks should be helped out by the federal government. Here's what they found. They found that 61% would be opposed to a bailout of the banks, with only 15% supporting it and 23% not sure. I hear the music coming up, Jack, yeah. But I think okay. The point of this and of the recent surveys, the citizens are not well informed as to the Constitution and the role of the Federal Reserve and what we should be doing to maintain the integrity of our financial system.
That's correct. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECF, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Dynamite. I'm telling you, this is good information here, very important information. Let's go right back to Ernie. Thank you, Ernie, for being here and providing this information for us.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's a very complex matter, and it involves so much different facets of discussion. When you look at the bank-created problems that happened here, largely in response to greed and the lack of regulation, meaningful regulation, and the use of these credit debt obligations and these derivatives to shift the risk and the securitization of the subprime loans and then selling these bonds in the open market, they in effect captured the whole world economic system and has put everything in jeopardy. And I think when people look at the real problem here and they see the banks and see the danger, as Joel Skousen wrote, are banks too big to fail? Bailout justice, bailout justification illegal. So we have a lot of smoke screens, but behind all this, and I think Mr. Cook has it right, and as I mentioned, Paul Craig Roberts has it right in terms of defining the problem, but Richard Cook in his article is an international financial conspiracy driving world of events. I think is on point because he writes, meaningful regulation of the financial industry was abandoned by government, and any politician that stood in the way, such as Elliot Spencer, was destroyed. And he had, in fact, spoken out and tried to protect the investors and Wall Street to a certain extent in New York. And then he was, because of his statements and taking on the administration, then we had the recent events, and I won't go into the details of what happened there, but as you know, Jack, it was most unfortunate, and not that I'm an advocate of former Governor Spitzer for what he did with prostitutes or call girls or whatever, but he was trying to make a difference in terms of what was going on in the market because it was so blatantly bad and so blatantly abusive, and so many people knew it. But you have to put that in the bigger context. When we have the so-called war on terror, which in my view is bogus because we continue to have the open borders, and we've talked about this before, Jack, with the Secure Fence Act of 2005, there was an obligation to build an 800-mile, two-tier secure fence. To date, there is some debate between 10 miles and 5 miles having been built. So how are we fighting this war on terror and continually seeing the country invaded by millions of illegals and no two-tier secure fence having been built? And now there is a challenge and a question mark. Will the authority, because of Senator Hutchison and Cornyn to undermine the Homeland Security funding conference bill, will that authority end at the end of December? And the grassfire.org organization has responded to that. And Congressman Duncan Hunter, with his House Resolution 5124, to try to get that two-tier fence built, that is in jeopardy too, because of the politicalization and what the House and the Senate are doing, and doing very little of anything to secure our borders. And it's more manipulation, disinformation. And when you see that going on at the same time, there was no meaningful regulation of the banking system, and the total tax burden on Americans from federal, state, and local governments now exceeding 40% of income and is rising. You combine that with 60% loss of the dollar's purchasing power. You combine that with Senator Obama's global poverty tax, which would give the UN International Taxing Authority over American citizens to the tune of an additional $845 billion in payments to the corrupt United Nations, which is currently under, has got more than 250 investigations of wrongdoing and malfeasance currently ongoing. Combine that with the Bush administration's efforts at the Bilderberg meeting in late May and early June to support the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, which would also give the UN International Taxing Authority, plus the administration's representatives who attended that meeting in violation of the U.S. Logan Act, agreeing to support gasoline at a cost of $6 plus per gallon. We already know about the Mexican truck project, the anti-deficiency violation by Senator Dorgan and his hearings, and how the administration so arrogantly just ignores Congress and continues to do what it wants to do in support of this one-world government agenda. And then the continuous lies and cover-up by the mainstream media, again, own the same elite that own the private Federal Reserve banks and continually manipulate the people and cover up Congressman Ron Paul, who stated in June, I rise to introduce legislation, and I want to bring up, this is House Resolution 2755, to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act and for other purposes. And this is not the first time he has stood in support of efforts to restore the financial stability to America's economy by abolishing the Federal Reserve. And since the creation of the Federal Reserve, middle and working class Americans have been victimized by a boom and bust monetary policy. In addition, most Americans have suffered a steadily eroding purchasing power because of the Federal Reserve's inflationary policies. This represents a real if hidden tax imposed on the American people. From the Great Depression to the...
Hold on there, brother. Hold on. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you really thought about what comes out of your faucets and into your body? Is it city water full of chlorine or unpurified well water? Do you think sterilized bottled water is safe? The right quality water has everything to do with your health. Not just quality, Kangen water. Alkaline, anti-aging Kangen water from Future Aqua is revolutionizing the health industry. This Japanese technology turns your acidic, contaminated, and chlorinated tap water into healthier alkaline water that can do wonders to your body. When your body pH is acidic, you are susceptible to illness and disease. When your body pH is alkaline, you virtually can never get sick. The benefits of Kangen water is incredible. It helps slow the aging process. It promotes healthy weight loss. It boosts the body's immunity against disease. It increases the absorption of important vitamins, minerals, and protein. It's just an amazing water. Find out more. Visit futureaqua.com. That's futureaqua.com. Change your water. Change your life with Kangen water from futureaqua.com.
Interesting, very important material we're bringing to you today by way of Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie. Let's go right back to Ernie. Ernie, go right ahead.
Thank you, Jack. I encourage all your listeners who are not subscribers to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster to go to his website, www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And you can get a free copy of his latest issue. And the reason why I think that's important, because when you call Congress and your representatives through the U.S. Capitol switchboard toll-free number, area code 877-851-6437, I repeat, toll-free number, area code 877-851-6437. I urge you to request that your elected representative and senator support Congressman Ron Paul's House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act, and for other purposes. Well, for other purposes, I would urge you to request an external audit of the private Federal Reserve Bank system.
An audit. Amen, brother. Amen.
An audit needs to be done. As Mr. Chapman writes in his current issue of the International Forecaster, he states, the Bear Stearns, J.P. Morgan Chase, Federal Reserve scam continues to dominate the financial news. What we see is a Fed in collusion and conspiracy with Morgan, overstepping its legal boundaries and going beyond providing liquidity to the banking system and attempting to ensure the solvency of a non-bank entity. That was a $30 billion non-recourse loan to J.P. Morgan Chase, secured by the worst part of Bear's mortgage debt. Morgan has received a subsidy from the Fed at public expense. If this is how the U.S. government, the Fed has overstepped its legal boundaries, and few seem to care. The Fed was not acting to save a bank, but to enrich Morgan. We call it grand theft. Congress can do this, but the privately owned Fed cannot. Incidentally, Morgan is the largest Fed shareholder. So do we have a conflict of interest here in the bailout by the Federal Reserve to take care of Morgan, and some would argue to even take care of the executives of Bear Stearns
That's
to
right.
help them retain their big millions of dollars of bonuses.
Right.
But
yeah.
we have a total lack of transparency. We don't know how the $10 per share was derived in the earlier $2 per share payment and bailout. We don't get any transparency here. We need to have an external audit of the private Federal Reserve banks. And if there was collusion and malfeasance in this bailout, then people should be held accountable, including the Fed chairman. Because if this is a violation, if this is a conflict of interest, then this should these people should be held accountable. And our elected representatives, if they refuse to take any action to request this external audit. And at the very same time, recently when the GAO Comptroller General stepped down, he had asked for a review, Mr. Walker, of the CIA's budget and of the intelligence agencies, and an audit should be done by GAO of the CIA, an external audit, to review their books and records, also the intelligence agencies, because we are seeing massive waste, fraud, and abuse in these contracts, these no-bid contracts in Iraq. We have 140,000 contractors, contractor employees being paid $1,000 per day. And you know, Jack, what the toll has been on our U.S. Army servicemen with the, as you talked about the other day on your show, on the use of depleted uranium weapons.
Yeah.
And how many of our soldiers are sick and ill and the consequences of using those weapons in the general population and throughout Europe. And there should be an external audit of both the CIA and these intelligence agencies, along with the private Federal Reserve banks, before we go forward with any efforts to enlarge the role of the Federal Reserve banks. Because I would prefer to see an independent investigation of any potential wrongdoing and the Federal Reserve system be abolished, consistent with Congressman Ron Paul's legislation. And in his testimony in June, he stated, from the Great Depression to the stagflation of the 70s, to the burst of the dot-com bubble, every economic downturn suffered by the country over the last 80 years can be traced to Federal Reserve policy. The Fed has followed a consistent policy of flooding the economy with easy money, leading to a misallocation of resources and an artificial, quote, boom, end of quote, followed by a recession or depression when the Fed created bubble burst. With a stable currency, American exporters will no longer be held hostage to an erratic monetary policy. Stabilizing the currency will also give Americans new incentives to save, as they will no longer have to fear inflation eroding their savings. Those members concerned about increasing America's exports or the low rate of savings should be enthusiastic supporters of this legislation. But I've yet to see one other congressman or senator support House Resolution 2755, which would begin to fix this terrible problem we have, which was caused by the Federal Reserve's lack of meaningful action and not living up to its mission and its original goals in 1913. And they have done just the opposite. And now is the time to pull the plug on these people for their malfeasance, their potential malfeasance. Let's support an external audit and investigation of potential wrongdoing at the Federal Reserve, and no to any increase in powers, no to any collusion between the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. By abolishing the Federal Reserve, it would allow Congress to reassert its constitutional authority over monetary policy. The U.S. Constitution grants the Congress the authority to coin money and regulate the value of the currency. The Constitution does not give Congress the authority to delegate control over monetary policy to a central bank, and I would argue especially to a private central bank that may have conflicts of interest, and serious conflicts of interest, and we need to have more disclosure, and we need to have regulation to make certain that whoever becomes Treasury Secretary does not have potential conflicts of interest with his partners back on Wall Street. We need to have a total change and increased transparency in our government, and we need to, if we cannot get the abolishment of the Federal Reserve, we need to at least, at a minimum, get the M3 measurement back. And as Bob Chapman and Joel Skousen and many others have written, the loss of that M3 reporting measurement of how much the money supply has been increased. In fact, I have been reading, Jack, the rate of increase was 16% last year, which creates all kinds of inflationary problems. So we have a Federal Reserve that has been hiding and has been taking action that they legally don't have the authority, but no one is holding them accountable.
That's right, brother. Very good.
So,
very good.
I think if these congressmen cannot take the correct answer, we need to vote them out of office. Every incumbent, with the exception of one or two, of course, Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman Goode of Virginia, he's not my congressman, but he has a bill, House Concurrent Resolution, opposing the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway system. He has demonstrated to me that he has taken action to protect the middle class and to make, and protect Americans against this North American Union and this one world government agenda. But I would like to return to the discussion by Mr. Cook, Richard C. Cook. Again, I urge you all to read his article entitled, "Is an International Financial Conspiracy Driving World Events?" And he states, since the destruction of family farming in the U.S. by NAFTA, along with family farming in Mexico and Canada, have been mirrored by policies toward other nations on the part of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. Since the 1980s, also, the U.S. has been fighting wars throughout the world, either directly or by proxy. And he writes, the former Yugoslavia was dismembered by NATO under cover 9/11, and by utilizing off-the-shelf plans, the U.S. is now engaged in the military conquest and permanent military occupation of the Middle East. A worldwide encirclement of Russia and China by U.S. and NATO forces is underway, and a new push to militarize space has begun. The Western powers are clearly preparing for at least the possibility of another world war. Well, he's making a strong statement here that these events, where there are so many different disparate events, but when you pull the pattern together and when you look at the potential for 20 million people losing their homes through foreclosure and the devastating effect on other people's homes, as foreclosed properties affect everybody's home that is nearby, we see a pattern here. This was not accidental. This was intentional. So was the Federal Reserve was this by accident on purpose, as he started his article? And I really believe when you add up all the dots here and all the problems, and these are massive, no meaningful regulation, and the lack of any oversight, when you put it all together, given the wars, the deficits, and the deficits totally under control, and the U.S. dollar declining, the index of the U.S. dollar is 72 or 73 vis-a-vis the other currencies, and we've seen a tremendous loss in purchasing power. At the same time, we're involved in all these wars and spending, what, $13 to $16 billion a month when we have a terrible financial crisis, and at the very same time,
absolutely,
our presidential candidates, like Senator Obama, is urging support of his bill, Senate Bill 2433, which could come up in the Senate any day, which is called the Global Poverty Act. And in our Senate Foreign Relations Committee in February, they took a vote on this but wouldn't record the vote, and it passed 9-0. This could come up any day for a vote. Well, what is troubling more so about the obligation and putting this under the UN International Taxing Authority, so the UN could then tax Americans in addition to state, local, and federal government. But the scariest phrase in the bill is the Millennium Development Goals that go after, specifically, the Millennium Development Goals call for a currency transfer tax, a tax on the rental value of land and natural resources, a royalty on worldwide fossil energy production, fees for the commercial use of the oceans, fees for airplane use of the skies, fees for the use of the electromagnetic spectrum, fees on foreign exchange transactions, and a tax on the carbon content of fuels. But there is also in that, there is a UN arms register as part of these Millennium Goals. There is a required UN arms register of all small arms and light weapons. And if you go back to UN Agenda 21, they want absolute gun control. So at the very same time they're breaking this down, these so-called politicians representatives of the American people, their bills and their legislation reflects who they really are. When you look at, here we have over a $9 trillion national deficit, 60 to 70 trillion in unfunded liabilities, a Federal Reserve that is adding, right now, the latest number, according to the BBC, an additional $360 billion onto the debt load, potentially onto the backs of the American people. And you combine that with this legislation by Senator Obama. And at the very same time, the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is going forward with Senate Bill 1959, the thought crime legislation, to make it illegal for people to dissent. To attack the First Amendment rights. There's a clear pattern here, Jack.
That's very, very true, brother. Right on. That's right. We're being attacked by all directions.
All directions, but the shift and to put the burden on the people who cannot afford these mortgages that they got into through these subprime mortgages and then the pain and suffering by our fellow citizens that were put into these high-risk situations. And true, sure, there was potential fraud, and true, there was potential misrepresentation in the loan application, but if they were entrapped, they were set up. This was part of a bigger plan, and we need to get a handle on how much of this subprime mortgage scheme was there, and who were the predatory people. And on CNN Friday night and last evening, they had a show showing Miss Jones from Atlanta and what happened to her, and she had lost her house through foreclosure, and it involved a Countrywide mortgage. She had missed payments due to an injury, and she was a truck driver, et cetera. Well, they never got into the discussion into the cause and effect. They never really painted the picture what the real problem was. They want to show they emphasize the human suffering to set up, I assume, the administration's proposal tomorrow, which is reported on in the New York Times, in the Treasury plan, entitled an article today, and Treasury plan, A Reluctant Eye Over Wall Street, and the Bush administration is proposing the broadest overhaul of Wall Street regulation since the Great Depression, but the plan to be unveiled on Monday has its genesis in a year-long effort to limit Washington's role in the market. Well, there was a pretty good article yesterday in the New York Times entitled Treasury Department Plan Would Give Fed Wide New Power. But both of those articles really missed the real problem here, the real cause, and there's a play on words to increase the regulation. Let's now have some regulation, but don't go too far. To sort of give the appearance that Washington is taking some action to prevent these kind of problems from happening again. But unfortunately, the magnitude of the current problem is so big, nobody's been able to wrap their arms around it. I've read reports where we're looking at $500 to as much as $700 trillion in derivatives. And there is so much massive fraud here, Jack, it would be most unfortunate that those people, or these bankers, were rewarded for their criminal actions against the people and the rest of the world. We need to have an independent investigation before we rush forward and try to come up with new legislation to just sort of paint over what's been going on. We need a meaningful, independent review and to hold people accountable. And I'm not convinced that the Senate and House committees, when they meet tomorrow to look into the bailout, we'll actually get to the real problem here and the real causes. So I'm recommending when we make our calls tomorrow, again, that toll-free number is area code 877-851-6437. we urge our representatives and the senators to take stronger action and to consider supporting House Resolution 2755.
Okay, brother, hang on to your thoughts right there. Praise God for Ernie from Virginia. We'll be right back with him, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Coming right back real quick with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie. Ernie, go ahead and continue, brother.
Okay, Jack. To save the middle class, we must abolish the Federal Reserve. When you make your calls in support of Congressman Ron Paul's House Resolution 2755, say, in order to save the middle class, we need to abolish the Federal Reserve. With a stable currency, we will then be able to prosper as a nation. Ron Paul has also recommended that the currency be backed by stable commodities such as silver and gold to be used as legal tender. One could argue we could continue to a certain extent because in a way those countries that produce silver and gold would have an inherent advantage. But we do need to have some tie-in, some commodity that we can link our currency to. Otherwise, this problem will continue, whether the Treasury Department becomes the central bank and has control over the other banks. But we need to have meaningful regulation. But the private Federal Reserve banks have reserve system has proven to be a massive failure. And this bailout now of $360 billion, this is potentially the tip of the iceberg. And who are they going to favor? Well, they continue to favor their federal shareholders that have large shares in the Federal Reserve System, like J.P. Morgan Chase, as Mr. Chapman writes. And then the other thing, the real ID, I see that is coming up more and more often in the discussion because on the recent Lou Dobbs show, there were six states opting out for South Carolina, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, I believe, was it Washington, Jack? I think the state of Washington and Montana.
Yes, and Idaho, too. There's many more than what they said. There's many more than six, by the way.
Oh, I know. There are potentially 20 states. And recently, this was just in the last couple of weeks, I think it was around March 21st or the 20th. GAO testified to Congress about poor information security, that's widespread problem with potentially devastating consequences. And if you look behind the real ID and the plan, that is to share potentially private sensitive information with Mexico and Canada. And no disrespect intended here, but if our own government cannot even safeguard sensitive information, what can we expect out of the Mexican government in protecting American sensitive information?
That's right, brother. Very good.
This is a very bad piece of legislation, but when you combine the Real ID Act and the North American Union, SPP, NAFTA Superhighway System, free trade, and the demise of our monetary system and these costly wars that, as some are arguing now, could cost possibly $3 trillion in the out years to take care of all the wounded veterans, and even as much as $6 trillion in another article I've read. We're in a meltdown mode, and it's up to the American people to demand that our elected representatives work for us once again. And that we get involved in our constitutional republic, we must defend our own interest, our country, and say no to this planned regional government, no to this administration, no to the private Federal Reserve banks and their bailout, and we must demand that our congressmen act on behalf of the American people by abolishing House Resolution 2755. Also, there are other bills by Congressman Ron Paul that I couldn't agree more with, House Resolution 1146, to end membership of the U.S. and the United Nations. The United Nations, because of the malfeasance and a proven bad track record, let's get out of the U.N. once and for all.
Very good, brother. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you,
so
Jack.
Critical of information. I appreciate you being here with us today, brother, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
God bless you now. Take care. Praise God for Ernie of Virginia, spending the hours and hours he does every week to bring us this information. Be right back, folks. Once